the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter. When one of those who reclined at the table with Jesus heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is everyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God." But he said to him, "A man once gave a great banquet and invited many, and at the time for the banquet he sent his servant to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a field, and I must go out and see it. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to examine them. Please have me excused.' And another said, 'I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.' So the servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house became angry and said to his servants, 'Go out quickly to the streets and lanes of the city and bring in the poor and crippled and the blind and lame.' And the servant said, 'Sir, what you have commanded has been done, and still there is room.' And the master said to the servant, 'Go out to the highways and hedges and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Our Lord is not stingy. No way, no how. He is not stingy. He loves to give. The Lord loves to give out good things, ordinary things. For example, he gave you life. Each and every one of you has been uniquely created. The Lord knows all the hairs on the top of your head. He delights in his creation. He delighted to knit you together in your mother's womb. The Lord also delights in giving you the good gifts for eternal life, eternal gifts. He delighted in baptizing you, placing his name upon your head and upon your heart. He delights speaking to you through his word, pronouncing the gospel to you through his word, also in the words of the absolution. He also delights in inviting you to his heavenly banquet before this altar where he gives you his true body and his true blood. We also hear about this giving Lord in today's gospel reading as well from the Gospel of Luke. In our gospel reading, we hear about a parable, a great supper where many are invited. Now, this was no brown bag meal or fast food McDonald's lunch. This was not a meal where a bunch of pizza, corner pizzas have been cooked in the oven and served up fresh, even though those are phenomenal. Oh, no. This meal was the finest, one beyond any comprehension that you could even imagine. The meat had been seasoned and cooked to perfection. The bread, yes, that bread was freshly baked. In fact, the bread was still warm, and you could see the steam rising from that fresh bread. And the finest of wines had been chosen and brought out to the table and set out. Every spot around the table was perfect, down to the smallest detail. Everything had been thought out, everything prepared, everything perfect. A great, bountiful feast ready to be served. What made this feast even better, though, was that it was free. Yes, it was absolutely free. No strings attached, a complete and free gifted meal. The owner of the house had invited guests to this tremendous feast, and then when everything was complete and perfect and ready to go, he sent out his servants out to inform those who had been invited that everything was ready. We can imagine them going out and saying this, "Come and eat. Come and feast. The owner of the house anxiously waits you to come, and he wants to give to you. He wants to bless you with this great feast that has been prepared out of a great love for you." this parable of the great feast is really showing us. It's showing us and it is teaching us about the Lord's invitation to humanity. Indeed, the Lord has invited millions upon millions to this great banquet. For example, the Lord has invited Adam and Eve. He has invited Abraham and Isaac and Jacob from the Old Testament. The Lord has also sent out prophets in the days of old to invite the people of all nations to this great banquet. The Lord has sent out his apostles far and wide in order to invite. The Lord has sent out missionaries to the ends of the earth to invite people to this meal. And today, the Lord sends out pastors, and again missionaries, to invite as well. Yes, the gospel of the Lord is a great invitation to the multitudes to come and to receive, yes, to receive the Lord and his gifts. What does this mean? It means that you have been invited to the banquet. Yes, you. You have been invited to the banquet. And you are now in the banquet. That is right. Whenever Christians are gathered together, there you will find the great banquet. In other words, the preaching of the gospel is the main course of food. The servers are the pastors, and Christ is the food. Through the mouth of the pastor, yes, through the mouth of a pastor, the food is then laid on the table and served to those who are invited. Through the pastor serving the guests, the bread and the wine are laid upon the mouths of those invited. In other words, the food of the banquet is Jesus. The food of the banquet is Jesus, the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. What a simple parable to consider, is it not? Incredibly simple. The word and sacraments are like a great feast for us to consume, and everyone is invited to eat and to receive that the Lord is good. The Lord has been inviting people to himself for centuries upon centuries. It gives the Lord great delight to invite. It gives the Lord delight to feed and to sustain and to bless those at that banquet. The banquet and the invitation and the food are all pure gift given from the Lord out of delight and joy. Now, hearing all of this, we ask ourselves this question. Who would not want to go to this banquet? Who would not want to be there? We're not talking about some soup kitchen meal or some prepackaged TV dinner, but we are talking about the real deal. Well, even though this feast is so rich and the entrance to this meal is so easy, it may surprise us that a bunch of people who were invited in our parable had excuses. Yes, even though this meal was extravagant and it cost absolutely nothing, it may surprise us that a bunch of people in this parable indeed had excuses. It catches us off guard that there are many excuses indeed. We hear in our gospel reading that these guests, one after another, excused themselves from the meal. I have bought a field and I must go out and look at it. Please excuse me. I have bought some oxen and I'm going out to look at them. Please excuse me. I have taken a wife and I cannot come. Please excuse me. These are excuses and excuses and more excuses. Now, some things never change. Some things never change, though. The persons in this parable had many excuses for denying the great free banquet, and the same thing continues to this day. In other words, there are many excuses in our day and age for people not wanting to receive God's gifts, but really only one reason. That reason is this, that many people are already committed to another feast. In other words, the reason why people have excuses for rejecting God's gifts as given from his beloved church is because people are already committed to another feast. Well, what feast is that? This other feast is the feast of the world. Now, let it be perfectly clear at this point in time that the Lord's invitation to his great banquet has been open to all and for all since mankind first fell into sin in Genesis 3. However, mankind loves the darkness. Mankind seeks the riches of the world. That is to say, mankind runs to a banquet of death. Yes, a banquet of death, where the passions of the flesh, the passions of the eye, and the pride of life are served up. Tragically, excuses are offered up over and over and over in refusing to come to the Lord's banquet because mankind can become so busy chasing the excesses of life. For example, we can say this: I cannot come to the Lord's banquet because I am too busy trying to acquire food and drink and clothing. I cannot come to the banquet because I'm too busy taking care of my stuff and acquiring wealth. I cannot come to the banquet for I'm too busy doing things with my own family. Can't you see that I have more important things to do? Perhaps I can fit this banquet in at another time. This is the way that it is, unfortunately. Tragically, when the invitation of the Lord keeps going out, because it will, the invitation goes out day after day after day, these same persons will eventually end up saying something like this: "Don't you know that I am busy doing more important things? I don't have time. Quit inviting me. You are now starting to annoy me. Leave me alone, for I am too busy trying to take care of myself. I've already got too many things to do." Now, dear friends, the invitation from the Lord to come to the great banquet, it is not a curse, but it is a gift that the Lord longs to give. The Lord will not stop inviting and giving his gifts. He cannot and will not stop inviting and giving his gifts. With that said, the problem that can happen is not that it is wrong or sinful to own land or property or to buy oxen and cars or to have a spouse and family. These things are not evil, but are good. In other words, everything needs to be kept in perspective. God does not condemn, I repeat, he does not condemn the owning of land and property and having a family. However, the problem occurs when our sinful nature takes the Lord's gifts of the word and sacraments in the church and then measures it with these other things. Now, dear friends, let us pause here. Let us all stop right here and repent. Repent right now and right here. As soon as we measure God's gifts, his gifts of the gospel, with other things around us, we have then, I repeat, we have then destroyed God's gift. Yes, when we start measuring the word and the sacraments and start comparing it to other things and weighing out what we think would be best for us and what would give us the most advantage, well, we have then, without even knowing it, made God's word and sacraments into some sort of curse. For example, we will say to ourselves, "I want to go fishing, but there is church. I want to sleep in, but there is church. I want to go and watch that pregame football show, but there is church. I want a day off, but there is church. If only there wasn't church, then I could do what I want." What a curse the church is. What a curse that the Lord keeps inviting me when I have better things to do. Repent. Repent, dear friends. You and me. Yes, repent. The Lord's word and sacraments, his gifts of the gospel, are not a curse. They're not a curse. They are God's gifts to us. When the Lord invites you to his banquet to receive from him, he does not do this to inconvenience you or curse you. He does this because he delights. I repeat, he delights to give you the gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation. But what of owning land and buying things and having a family? The choice is not an either-or between the gospel and these things, but rather the point is that we must beware of the clinging to our land and oxen and family at the expense of neglecting Christ and his gifts to us. The point is not to compare the gospel to these other things and then think of the gospel as some sort of inconvenience or some sort of curse and then to neglect it. Now, dear baptized saints, the way of the Lord is the way of gift. It is not a curse or an inconvenience. The way of the church is the way of gift, not a curse or an inconvenience. You have been invited to the great banquet because the Lord delights to give to you. Indeed, Christ Jesus himself has redeemed you from the devil, from death, from sin and hell, and has considered it well worthwhile. He has taken away from you God's wrath and a guilty conscience. And today, yet again today, he invites you. He invites you again to partake of this great supper where he feeds you with his body and his blood. As you receive the gifts from the Lord's table, he will not only forgive you of your sins, but strengthen you and your faith towards him and grant you fervent love towards one another. So, dear baptized saints, dine today at the Lord's great banquet. Receive. The Lord loves to give to you. As you continually receive from the Lord's word and sacraments, the more you will eat, the more you will delight, and the more you can eat, and the greater the delight in his gifts. So today, come, for all is now ready. Come and receive and rejoice. The banquet is for you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.